Welcome back, everybody. It's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. My next guest is the Frederick-based author Suzanne Feldman. Her debut novel is a gem. It's called Absalom's Daughters. It's set in the Deep South in the 1950s, and it chronicles the adventures of two teenage girls, sisters, one black, one white, both abandoned by their father. They set out on a road trip to find him and to find themselves. And Suzanne Feldman finds herself here in the studio with me. Good morning. It's good to meet you.
Good morning. It's good to meet you, too.
So let's start by having you introduce Cassie and Judith, these two fascinating young girls who are the protagonists of your novel.
Okay. Well, Cassie is the daughter of a laundress and the granddaughter of a laundress. And they live in a little town called Heron Neck, Mississippi. Heron Neck is very small and very poor. And the two girls, Judith is also very poor. She grows up on the other side of the railroad tracks with her parents. Her father is an oil man, and her father is also Cassie's father. He's a philanderer. And so the two girls find out that they're half-sisters. The father finds out that he's got a fortune waiting for him in Virginia, family fortune, inheritance. And he takes off to find it, abandoning his white family and, for what it's worth, his black family. And the two girls decide that they're going to get their due. They can't just let this go. And they go after him with basically a junky car and a ham and a little bit of money and a shoe. And they go on their road trip.
Yeah, and they're like 16 years old when this happens.
Basically, yes.
And Judith wants to be a radio star, as she says in the book. She wants to find her fortune in New York. Mm-hmm. And Cassie is actually encouraged by someone in her family to leave. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, her mother, should I give away the plot?
Well, we want to give a little taste of it, that Cassie, who is the black character of the two of them, you know, is not stopped, shall we say, by her mom when it comes to taking off on this adventure for all sorts of reasons that you deal with a little later in the book. I mean, the title of the book is Absalom's Daughters, mm-hmm. and I understand that this is inspired by the famous Faulkner novel, Absalom, Absalom. So in what way is it related to the Faulkner masterpiece?
Well, Faulkner in Absalom, Absalom wrote a story about a white man who wanted to establish a dynasty in the Deep South, and he did all sorts of things to do this. But one thing that dogged him throughout his desire was one drop of black blood in his family. And the whole book is sort of devoted to finding that black drop of blood, which ruins everything for him. So in that book, the women are basically wallpaper, and the African-American characters are even less than that. They're just background characters. And what I wanted to do was to read about their lives, you know, instead of just Colonel Sutphen's life, the main character in Absalom, Absalom. So I wrote the story that I wanted to read about the great-great-granddaughters, or maybe they're the great-great-great-granddaughters of this particular family. And Cassie and Judith are named for the two daughters of Colonel Sutphen, one black, one white, in Absalom, Absalom.
Yeah, there's a guy named George Sissel who's on the faculty at MICA, and you're actually a MICA graduate from
way back before
George joined the faculty there. He's just retired, actually, but he, for a while, was the director of the Contemporary Museum here in Baltimore, and he had a great show years ago called Mining the Museum, and he would have these paintings, and he would highlight the insignificant characters in the painting.
Nice.
And draw your eye to, you know, the slave walking across the field instead of the grand, you know, master who is the subject of the painting. And it helped us orient our thinking and our looking in a totally different way. And that's really what this book ends up doing. Yeah.
It focuses on the descendants of the minor characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are also a science fiction writer. This is your first novel that you've published with your own name.
Yes.
Suzanne Feldman.
Yes.
You publish under the name Severna Park, which I just love, and many of our listeners will get that. Does your science fiction writing inform your non-science fiction novel writing at all?
Well, I guess there's a little bit of magic realism in the novel Absalom's Daughters that could be conceivably informed by science fiction.
Yeah, there's a mule who may or may not talk. You
right.
know, there's magic potions. You know, occasionally.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are no aliens jumping out of people's chests.
Is that what happens in your science fiction novels?
No, that's been done.
Yeah, it has been done. I've heard about that. Because it's this notion of magical realism and the way it intertwines with people's understanding of race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this notion of one drop of black blood. I'm always fascinated by, like, there's a television commercial for Ancestry.com, mm-hmm. and this woman says, I found I'm 26% Native American. Well, how do you come up with that
right.
percentage? That's just, it's silly.
Yeah.
But you've given a lot of thought to the notion of race and the notion of what it means to be black, what it means to be white.
Well, as a fiction writer, it's all made up, and I do write from a position of white privilege. So I can't say that I have thought a lot about, you know, these black characters, but they are fictional characters. They're not based on reality. They're based on research. And the research that I did was Zora Neale Hurston, William Faulkner, Gabriel García Márquez.
So you read other novels.
Yes.
It's not like you researched in any, is Heron Neck, Mississippi a real place?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I made that up.
So, right. So you just made up this whole thing, and it's informed by the stories, you know, some of these famous stories.
Yes.
Zora Neale Hurston and Toni Morrison
yeah. and Faulkner and Gabriel García Márquez, who's a huge influence on my work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your understanding of race obviously is a big factor in how you're going to write characters like Cassie and her family. And there are a lot of particularly wonderfully strong women in particular in this book, not only the two main characters, but people in their orbit. Was that also purposeful?
Yes. I wanted to make sure that women were the strong characters, because there are so many books, and especially in Faulkner, where the women characters are just, you know, they're just there. They're just sort of puffs of dust. And I wanted to make sure that the women had some, you know, a little bit more body than that, a little bit more oomph.
Yeah. And the way that Judith, as a young white teenager, negotiates this trip with Cassie, who is clearly not white, she's mm-hmm. African American. You bring up, you know, obviously all of the barriers and the challenges that they faced with two people of different races
in the Jim Crow South
yes. in the 1950s. Is that particular time period? This is the Eisenhower administration?
Right.
What was the appeal of that particular time setting?
Well, it was when the interstate highways were built. So they could get a little bit further, a little bit faster. That was one thing. The 1950s were a point of big transition. Schools were integrated in the 1950s, 1955, in fact, in Arkansas, of all places. And the 1950s are, you know, it's sort of a watershed decade in racial relations, I think.
Yeah, because it really, you pose some very poignant questions or provocative ideas about the notion of, would African Americans want to be white given mm-hmm. the choice? Can white kids like Judith, who is a singer, can they sing with the same kind of emotional connection, gospel music, for example, that African Americans do? You know, what can we cross over, as it were?
Right. There's a lot of experimentation in that book.
yeah. Well, it's a terrific read, and I really appreciate your writing it and coming by and talking about it. Thanks so much. The Frederick-based author Suzanne Feldman, her debut novel is called Absalom's Daughter. She'll be talking about her book tomorrow morning at Curious Iguana, the bookstore on North Market Street in downtown Frederick. It's part of their Tuesdays with Tea book club series, and it starts at 11 o'clock. We've got a link to information on our website, WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, more with Baltimore's Neighbors to the West. Our Focus on the County series continues with Jan Gardner, the county executive of Frederick County. Hope you can join us Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.